This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
This episode is brought to you by the Inspire Collection by Kalia. Just because you're working out doesn't mean you shouldn't look fabulous. The Inspire Collection by Kalia was designed with both style and performance in mind. It looks good, feels good, and stays put no matter how you move. And the collection has everything you need for a day at the gym. A support bra, crop tanks, bike shorts, amazing leggings, and more. It's their most versatile collection yet. Shop the Inspire Collection by Kalia now, exclusively at Dick's Sporting Goods.
What's upset you now?
I reckon I've had... Where are we? March?
No, April.
April?
Yeah.
Not including COVID, which I've also had for the second time. I reckon this is the seventh cold I've had this year. I'm like, do you remember, was there someone in your sort of school that had a cold? There was a guy in my year at school that had a cold from the first day he started till the day we left.
He had a cold for five years.
But starting to feel like I'm turning into him.
But a cold when you were a kid, I used to think that having a cold, it wasn't really, it didn't mean that I was ill. It just meant I had a runny nose. That's all a cold was. But as you get older, the cold becomes more powerful and you can call in sick with a cold, can't you? But you can't not go to school because you've got a cold.
It's a bit of a grey area one, that, isn't it?
It's a shit name. Why is it called cold? It's got nothing to do with cold.
I think a lot of places, if you phone and said, I can't come in, they say, what's wrong with you? I've got a cold, would be like, right, okay. And sorry, why can't you come in?
But what is it? What is a cold? Why is it called a cold? Yeah, I don't get colds.
Well, I think because it usually happens in, like, in when the weather is cold. You get a summer cold. So you don't call a winter cold, but you do call a summer cold, which would make me think that a cold is generally something you get in a summer cold is unusual enough to warrant putting summer before it.
That's not true. I'll tell you why that's not true. Because in summer you go, oh, I've got one of those summer colds. And everyone goes, yeah, I've got one of those. It's just, it goes the whole way round. Everyone has a cold all of the time throughout the year. People are ill in the summer and then go, oh, yeah, I've got the summer cold. No, you've just got that illness.
You sort of this weird amnesia that you notice it when it comes on and then you don't like, and then as soon as someone says, it's like when it's quite warm in somewhere and someone goes, it's quite warm. And you go, actually, it is a bit warm. And you don't notice it until someone else says it. It's like,
I don't have that.
I've got a bit of a cold, and you go like, "Yeah, I've actually got a bit of a cold at the moment." And then
I'm not just going to go along with that. I don't. If I'm ill, I feel it. I don't feel fine, and then someone goes, "I'm ill," and then I go, "Oh yeah, no, I'm ill."
No, I know when I'm ill. I mean, I'm ill at the moment, but like,
what's wrong with you?
I've got a cold.
But what is it?
I've got strep throat, to give it the American phrase, which I think is actually a better. I think strep throat is, well, I think it is slightly different to a sore throat anyway, isn't it? But it's a better name for what it is.
I don't know what it is, so it's not working on me.
It's like a sort of rough throat.
Oh, is that why they're called strepsils?
I'm sneezing.
Is that why they're called strepsils? Strep throat, strepsils. Yeah, it must be. That can't be a coincidence. Right, so you've got a strep throat.
Excuse me, I'm just taking a vitamin tablet. Well, I mean, that is bolting the stable door after the horse is bolted, isn't it?
That'll sort you out.
I needed vitamins to stop me getting a cold. That's a popular misconception, isn't it, as well? Oh, you need to load up on your vitamins. No. The vitamins would have helped me perhaps not catch the cold. Now I've got it. It's too late.
I'm still not entirely convinced by vitamins, but whatever.
I think
you know what I'm saying.
B vitamins definitely work.
Well, how do you know? Well, you got a lab back at home.
Well, no, but I take them, and when I do, I feel more energized.
Okay, I'm all right.
And I make my piss green, really luminous green. So they must be doing something. I've got more energy and I'm pissing like a superhero.
Okay. Okay. All right. So you've got a...
Or an alien.
Right. You've got a strep throat. Blocked nose. You sound all right.
No. I mean, I'm sneezing loads. It's not blocked. I mean, the blocked nose is probably... If you were to have a league table of annoying cold symptoms, I'd say the blocked nose is probably Man City, isn't it? It has been...
Yeah.
It's been up at the top of the league. Particularly when brushing your teeth with a blocked nose is one of the worst sensations
what,
in life.
Why is that? I mean, my nose doesn't really work, which is why I sound the way I do. The you know, I've told you the right nostril's shut. Mm. So I don't really have, I have a blocked nose. I was born with a blocked nose.
sounds like a really shit film.
The boy with the blocked nose.
Yeah. Just sort of like really sad music. It sounds like, you know, when they do like a spoof of an award ceremony, like in something, they got the BAFTAs and they go, oh, next up, the nominee is blah, 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 the boy with the blocked nose. Yes.
But then why is brushing your teeth?
What about when you've got a blocked nose,
right,
and then you keep turning from side to side in bed to unblock? So you lie on one side and that nostril blocks, and then when you turn over, it sort of unblocks and the other one blocks, but you sort of like do it in shifts to kind of, so like a rotation. Do you know what I mean?
No, I don't know what you mean, but I believe
like
you.
You're lying down and you're like, oh God, this is horrible. I've got a blocked nose.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need this shit on top of everything else.
No.
And then, so you're lying on your left side and because of gravity, all of the, you know, apologies, listener. Apologies. Yeah, you know what
that's
I mean.
That's all right. Yeah, it's all right. No, I don't mind. So you can say snot. Go on.
Apologies. I'm brain dead. So you lie on your left side and the gravity pulls the snot all over into your left nostril, right? So you're lying there and you're breathing, but your right nostril is clear. But then after a while, that gets a bit much. You turn over onto your right side. And the kind of snot goes over to that side and you then have a clear left nostril for a while, but you just sort of do it in like 15-minute shifts until you fall asleep or the cold ends.
I didn't know. I've never heard that. I didn't know. Are you sure that's a... You've got to be clear here because some people make this mistake.
Yeah.
Are you sure? No. I'm not disputing that you do that. Of course you do that. And I believe you. And I believe that is what is going on inside your skull and your nose. But I'm not completely convinced that's a thing. Like, that's a thing. And I'm not sure that's a thing.
Of course it is. What, unblocking the... Turning over to unblock the nostril?
Yeah.
Definitely a thing.
I can't stand it when you tell someone you've got a cold or something and then they jump back. All right, I'm not going to fucking lick you. What are you jumping back for? Well, I'll tell you what,
conversely, when people shake your hand and then tell you they've got a cold, well, fucking no, I've got one, haven't I, you dickhead?
That's not fair. Yeah, but,
huh?
Yes, you're right. I'm with you. That's not fair. Absolutely.
Oh, I'll shake your hand and go, I've had terrible norovirus. Oh, brilliant. Okay, well, I look forward to being on the toilet for the next 2 days. Thanks very much. Really glad I came.
I'm sorry to hear you're not feeling well.
Yes, it's just I don't like being ill. I just want to curl up in a ball and watch. I don't know what film to watch. I'm going to watch something uplifting.
Oh God, you're not going to put on Grown Ups, are you?
It's in contention. It's in the running.
Oh, for fuck's sake! Oh, I'll tell you what. Tell me if you've had this, right? I'm away, right? I'm outside of London. I go into the cafe, right? Now I can't remember. You know what my memory's like? I can't fucking remember what the code. I asked for the Wi-Fi code. They've got a Wi-Fi code, right? It's about 20 characters long. You got the fucking... Who do you think is trying to hack into your fucking system?
And who? And B, and more crucially, what? Like, what are they going to do? They can't siphon money out of your bank account by hacking into your Wi-Fi, can they?
And also, if they wanted to use your Wi-Fi without being in the cafe, all they could do is stand just outside the cafe. So what the fuck is this code even for? Why is there a code?
I know.
It doesn't make any sense.
There's nothing to be... I mean, the worst thing that can happen by someone like logging onto your Wi-Fi, hijacking your Wi-Fi, is it could slow the speed of it down. And if your Wi-Fi is that shit, that is happening. I think a long password is the least of your worries.
But also, but you're a business, so it's not. I fully understand why like people have a Wi-Fi code because you might have a neighbour that's cheap and just wants to scav yours. I get that, but you're a business. You're a cafe. People are coming in and out, so loads of people use your Wi-Fi anyway. So who are you protecting? Russia? Do you think Russia are not going to be able to get into your hack into the cafe? I can't even remember where I fucking... Where was I?
What was the code? Can you remember?
Buxton. I know where I was. I was in Buxton. I was in Buxton, the water town.
Yeah, I know where Buxton is. Yeah.
Yeah.
The water town.
That's what it is, isn't it? That's what it's known for. The water town. Yeah, big long code in a cafe, 20 characters.
Someone from Buxton, mate. They get fiercely protective of
some were capital letters, some were lowercase, then there was mate, people that put... I'd tell you what, until social media, I'd never fucking use the underscore in my life.
No.
What is that about?
Whenever you look at it, you never remember, do I have to put shift here or is this where I just press it without pressing shift?
And it's always... I don't know what it is. What is it? Take away email addresses and social media tag. Why was that button there? I don't know what it does. What did it
do? Passwords and email addresses really gave that sort of key a new lease of life, didn't it? That was basically redundant until the internet came along.
The same with the hashtag. The hashtag just used to be that button in the corner. I don't know what that did. That was just there to prove that the phone was working, wasn't it? If you tried to put in your card details on teletext.
What was a hashtag used before? That's a really...
They would say press the... Remember the phone? You'd ring up to buy something on the phone. Sometimes I would nick my mum's card and go on teletext and try and pay to play a game on teletext.
Did you?
Yeah.
What game?
It would have been that game. What's that game where there's it's like tennis, but you've got to hit the block and then it bounces it back?
Atari.
I think Space Raiders was on it. Was on teletext.
Was it?
Form of that. Yeah. And you'd ring up and then it would, it would go, put in your credit card detail. And at the end, press the hash.
I mean, as much as we all moan about the internet, life before it was fucking archaic.
I reckon.
Have those moments you go, I'd be quite happy to just get rid of all this stuff and go back to basics. I think there should be a facility where they can send people where it's set up like the good old days that they are sort of harking back to and have to go there for... That should be like their prison sentence. Go, okay, mate, we're going to just sentence you for a week in 1983. They're sending in. If you're bored at all, you can play the Space Raiders game over there on telly. We all need a credit card and a landline to phone that through. That's going to be on teletext. Can you imagine that? And then, help yourself to the TV. There's 3 channels on there, but that does go off at 11 o'clock and that doesn't start up again till 8 a.m. So,
oh my God.
I hope you're not someone that likes to stay up late because you're going to have a lot of time with your thoughts. Well, listen to some music. Oh yeah, no problem. There's a tape. You brought some tapes with you? there's a tape player over there. Stick some tapes on.
Do you remember you had to tune in the channels? You used to have to tune in.
My first TV, when I was 12 or something, I used to have a TV. It was black and white in my bedroom, and you changed the channels with a dial like you would on an old radio.
Oh my God.
So you didn't even have buttons for the channels. You would you would turn it along with a dial.
Wow, I know, I'm not that, I don't remember that far back. Mine was always you had to do you remember this, tuning in the channel?
Yeah, of course.
It's fucking mental, my dad didn't know how to use the tech. I sometimes reckon my dad only had me as a TV repairman. He didn't actually want a son, he just wanted someone to be able to work out how to use the television. So if there was a power cut, your TV didn't have a memory. The power cut would cut the TV's memory. Then it'd be like, I don't know where the channels were. And it'd be like, Sean! So I had to come down, push open. There'd always be a flap at the front of the telly, push that open. And then there'd be this luminous green line at the bottom of the telly. And I had to press this button. It felt like hours of just keep on pressing this button until the channel kind of tuned in. But then, right, get this, You'd be tuning in. You'd be trying to tune in BBC One to Channel One, but you didn't know if the channel you had tuned in to the channel you were doing was the right channel. So you had to get a TV guide, find out what was on check what was fucking on the telly. TV guide made a fucking paper, a magazine. You used to have to go to the fucking shop to buy a magazine to find out what was on the telly. Then I'd have to match. Madness. Have you noticed this? Because so I'm from the 4 channel/5 channel era, right?
Oh, I can remember three. Wow. I can remember Channel 4 starting.
What did it start? Was it Brookside was the first ever programme?
I can't remember exactly what it was, but I can remember it starting. Like I can remember like a new channel, Channel 4. You know, obviously I can remember Channel 5 starting, but I'm from 3 channel.
3 channel. Okay, so
I'm basically from the old days, olden days.
I would say you were.
Yeah. The first 5 years of my life are in black and white.
Your nickname should be Analog Paul.
Yeah. Analog like that. Paul. Sound like a DJ.
Yeah, Analog Paul in the house.
DJ Analog Paul. And instead of Dex, it's me on that black and white TV just turning the dial.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of What's Upset You Now. It is Paul here. If you are now thinking, that wasn't long enough, I wish there was more, I've got some very good news for you. That was just the first half. And if you sign up to our Patreon at patreon.com/WUYN, you can access the whole episode, plus loads more. Each and every Monday, we put out an exclusive episode for our Patreons, which you can access by signing up on patreon.com/WUYN. You'll also be the first to find out about live events. Any live events that we do, we will be recording and putting the audio out for Patreons only. It is amazing. patreon.com/WUYN. The whole thing costs about £1 a week, which that's the equivalent of a vegan sausage roll at Greg's. I know what I'd rather do with my pound. Sign up now, support the pod, and thank you for listening.